Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about some of the things that Satan tries to keep a person from accepting the gospel. Well, let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. If a young man is preparing a house for his future bride, I think the investment of time and money and commitment shows his love. But we need not question the love of God for us, the love of Christ has, for he died for our sins, a very cruel death, but he rose from the dead. And now he's preparing a place that has, oh my goodness, many mansions. Oh, it is a tremendous place, and you go there if you are in Christ Jesus. But now, in our text, he's looking at our action. Again, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Okay, so this looks at you, your responsibility, your belief, your act. Is your belief an ongoing belief? What action in your life reveal that? Do you remember the parable of the sower? There was seed that fell on the wayside, and the birds devoured them. Birds are figurative of the evil, that is, the devil, Satan's angel. And that's what Jesus tells us. I mean, we don't have to guess at that. That's what he tells us. Now, you don't want that. You want his salvation. But, you see, when those devils come in, when the seed of salvation has been sown to you and you've been shown the way, the devils start their work as fast as they can. Hey, you don't want that. You'll have no fun. Or, you know, both your sins and your thoughts, things that you've done, how could God save you? Why would he even want to save you? How could he even love you? And boy, Satan's been able to deceive a lot of people with that. Now, be it the attraction of the world or some other thing that casts doubt or entices you away, it shows the difference between assenting to a fact as true and a committed belief. You see, a committed belief acts on the fact. In James chapter 2, verse 19, we read this, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. You see, the devils believe very strongly. They even shake. It's kind of like those ones at Gadarene. Boy, they said, don't send us to that place before the time, talking of hell. They didn't want to go there before the time. So they went to a herd of swine, but they trembled about that. The devils believe there is one God. Okay, they believe that very strongly. And he says, do you believe that? Well, so do the devil. But you see, this belief is a committed belief. Believing that Jesus is the Christ, that is, the one God anointed to take away our sins, you entered into that eternal relationship in which he is Lord or head, and you're committed to him as his bride, as his child, or as his servant. And you know, because God does not lie, that you are his child. Therefore, you are born of him. Now, again, there are people that teach what they call lordship salvation. Now, you just heard me say, you receive him as Lord or head. Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes in righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. But there's the idea of Lord again there. But understand, this is where marriage is likened unto salvation. And so when we look at the marriage thing, there are some great marriages, there are some average marriages, and there are not so good marriages. But lordship salvation says, oh, you sinned, evidently didn't really believe, you really didn't get saved. There are those that say they believe in the perseverance of the saints. Well, if the saints have to persevere in order to keep salvation, every one of us go to hell. No, he keeps us. That's why he instituted, and what he's done from the beginning, is that he chastens those that are his own. He spanks his own children. And we found, as I said earlier, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, some were taken home early. So again, there comes to that committed relationship with Jesus Christ. You didn't earn it. He paid the penalty for our sins, not us. But you receive it, understanding he is now your God and Lord. And so now he has things that he does in your life to conform you to the image of his dear son. And if you resist that, then you'll find the chastening of God becomes so great. So what you must see is twofold. The word is, he is the Christ. And because you believe, when you are in God's sight and work, you are born of God. That is, born of God. Is born. A state of being is born. Now, the word born is what we call in Greek a perfect, indicative, passive. You say, boy, what does that mean? What means an action that took place that has a lasting result? The indicative thing is that it has the lasting result. The perfect is that it took place in the past, and the passive is that you didn't do the work, he did. You just received. We call it eternal security or eternally saved. You say, well, Pastor, I don't believe in eternal security. Okay, then you believe in eternal insecurity. But it's one way or the other. I go along with the Bible on this. I believe in eternal security because it comes straight from the promise and lips of God. Why would I argue with him? Now, God uses the example of birth. You must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that. And Nicodemus, boy, he couldn't wrap his arms around that one. Well, physically, you are born only once. But there's a sense in which spiritually you're born twice. You must be born again. But only one time for salvation. Now, you say, how is that? Well, we were created in God's image. God is a spirit. So we have a spirit because we were made in his image. You are a spirit with a soul and a body, not a body and soul with a spirit. However, we are born spiritually dead. That spirit, like God's, is made to exist forever. Therefore, when one is born with a dead spirit, he is born with a spirit eternally destined to separation from God in the lake of fire, that is, the fire of God's wrath. Now, let me tell you something here. This is important. Death does not mean cessation or ceasing to exist. Rather, it means separation. We're born in his image. But his image is a spirit. Now, that is a fact. We have an eternal spirit. But that spirit, when it's born in a physical body, is separated from God for eternity unless we realize we're sinners and we turn from sin to the one who paid for our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, as 1 John 2 says. And we're separated unless we turn to Jesus Christ. Our sin will be dealt with then in the fact that it is placed under the blood of Jesus Christ. It is paid in full. But now we are His child. You are not your own. You're bought with a price. But the thing about this transaction, He doesn't buy you without your permission. He pays a price, but you come to either accept His offer or you reject. Rejection is eternity in the lake of fire. Some of you listening to me now may be in your 20s. Some may be up in your 90s. But whether in your 20s or your 90s, perhaps you realize how short life is. And eternity is forever. That spirit in you is going to continue to live and to live and to live forever. In heaven, you're with Jesus Christ. Oh, with a body fashioned like unto His glorious body, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. But if you're without Christ, you too will have a body in hell. I think your body that you die in right now is in the grave and it disintegrates, but when you appear before the judgment and cast to the eternal lake of fire, the body that you have to go into that eternal lake will be able to feel pain. It'll feel the hopelessness. It'll feel everything, and it'll be unable to escape or cease. And that'll be your life forever, night and day, forever and ever. Poor man. Now, the Bible teaches that. You say, well, I just don't think that's fair. I don't think a good God, well, I don't think a good person would reject God's offer of salvation. I don't think a good person would say, it doesn't mean anything if Jesus died on the cross for my sins and paid the penalty that all holy God demands because of His great holiness and purity. He paid it all for me that I couldn't pay. And then you say, He's unfair when He's willing to do it for you, but you have to receive it. Oh, my friend, sometimes, you know, some people, you don't know if they're intelligent or not till they open their mouth. People that say, I don't believe a good God would do that, proves there is no intelligence about spiritual, eternal things from God. Now, the new birth saves us from that wrath.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my